You went down after that play.
Yeah, no, I was fine. Not as serious. Got back up and was able to go off the field.
So what was it like to play safety pretty much the whole game?
Just trying to be a defensive back, you know, wherever the team needs me, just trying to make plays in that opportunity wherever I'm at.
Was it a hard adjustment? No, I mean, you practice obviously all week, but was it a hard adjustment to do once the lights are on?
No, you know, just playing, you know, whenever you get to practice something, you just go out there, you practice it, and whatever you've learned that week, and you just take it to the field and go play.
How much safety have you played over the first time?
A little bit, you know. I think a lot of defensive backs, we played all over the secondary, so I played a bunch of different positions just in my career as a football player.
When's the last time you played safety?
I don't remember. Played a little when we had our little organized team event, so just having fun.
Why do you think today was the day that move was made and you played more safety and a couple other guys coming in cornerback?
Not my control, you know, just whatever the coaches decide, that's what we went with.
What was your first reaction when they told you you were going to play safety?
Just trying to make plays, trying to help the team get a win and help the defense.
How much during the week did you lean on the other team?
Oh, a lot. I think as a secondary, we just lean on each other a lot. You know, corners, knowing where the safeties are, and just talking to the corners and knowing I was going to be back there and telling them where I'm going to be at, trying to help them out on different plays. So just constant communication back and forth.
Conversely, were you helping out some of the quarterbacks this week as well?
I guess so, in a way.
What did you see on
the interception? Ball got tipped, and I just remember in college, my DB coach used to always say, when you're in the middle of the field, you can make a lot of interceptions just on tip ball. So once we're in the air, just trying to track it down and get to it.
Devin, the last three quarters, you guys pitched a shutout. What allowed you all to play better in the last 4 to 5?
I don't know. I think that's something we got to figure out. Why we're not, you know, coming out playing well from the start and, you know, waiting to, you know, you hand the team 21 points and try to play from there. It's not going to always turn out like that. So we really got to figure out how to get off to a better start.
Defensively, how did you guys tighten it up for you guys in the secondary defensively?
I don't know. We just, you know, keep playing at it, keep going at it, keep playing hard, and, you know, things start to turn. But we feel like that's the way we can open again and play that same intensity and that same emotion.
How do you feel about where this defense is going into the postseason?
We still got to improve. This bye week will be big for us to improve, and going to now the time in the season where it's one game and you got to come out and try to play your best football.
If you could tell some of the rookies about the difference between regular season football and postseason football, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them, come play your best. You know, last year when we lost, and it really hit, like, you know, as you're walking off the field, like, that's it. There's no more practice next week. There's no game next week. So I tell them, just give all you got for whatever's left in the season. I think it'll be as important as we make it. You know, this week will be big for us as a team, and if we take advantage of it, I think it'll be important, but I think it relies all on us.